Thinking and oversharing, guys. Welcome to the Amarello Show one more time with my two guests of today, Amanda and Jasmine. Yay. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
I got sprayed with nice perfume at the mall.
The perfume that I wear.
At Macy's?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel like we have too much people on fragrance, to be honest.
It's only two.
There was only two?
It's Eve and Zorian.
No, like the other people that are always on the floor.
Yeah, there's, on the floor. Way, there's a lot.
That's my problem with QCM, Macy's specifically.
All Macy's are like that.
Yeah, but I feel like QCM's is just like so congested.
They just also kind of get in your face a lot.
You've never been on 34th Street. It's crazy.
Oh, well, yeah, because I have no business being in Manhattan.
I went once and it was like actually insane, but whatever. Overthinking and oversharing. Again, I don't feel like we've talked about like overthinking like as a topic per se, because we'd be talking about a lot of things. But first of all, I want to start with oversharing. I mean, I think they both like align with each other. But I still feel like it takes so much time of my day. It's so it's clinically draining.
Overthinking.
Yeah. It's actually insane.
We're all cancers here. I don't buy into a lot of astrology, but I will say cancers are the CEOs of overthinking.
But like, that's also because, but that comes with the fact that we have great intuition. I think my intuition
is fantastic.
And I try to always knock on wood because.
Same.
We did that in the car.
Because, like, I think I have great intuition. Very, very few things go past me, and very few things I don't notice. So, like, whenever people come to me about something, I'm probably 98% sure that I already know it.
Or, like, had a feeling about it. That's what I love about being friends with you guys. Because we'll be in the same room with each other. Like, you know those TikToks where it's like, oh, me and my friend, when we clock the same thing? But we clock those things at, like, a very hyper-specific level.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be like, someone will breathe slightly differently, and we're like, I'd know what happened with them.
Oh, 100%. I always pick up on those little things from, like, everybody. And, like,
because then the debriefs go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I think, I don't know. Well, my dreams are also crazy. I feel like that's a whole, like, I talked about it with Mo and Val, and I think that episode's out. If it's not, then the other one in Spanish is also there. Bro, like, my dreams tell me exactly what happened. Like, I told you guys over the summer, I had, like, an argument with my now boyfriend because I dreamt of something, and then I found out that exact thing happened.
Wow.
And I was like, damn. But I was like, whoa, like, I guessed it. And if you would have told me, like, oh, do you think that's true? And I'm like, no, it's just a dream. But the fact that then I found out by myself, and it was exactly that, it's like outlandish. It's like crazy to me. So overthinking is bad, but it gives me that power that I know exactly what happened. Like, I already know what's going to happen. But I feel like it kills your social life a lot. I overthink too much to the point where it's like I always end up, 60% of the time, I'll always end up with the overthought decision other than the primary decision.
Yeah. Gut feeling goes out of the way when you're an overthinker.
Yes.
Gut feeling does
and
not
then you and then comes regret, which is a whole topic too. But like, do you guys regret so this is a question. Do you guys regret, tell me something you regret and something that you're overthinking was actually good. One example that you regret and one that you don't.
I feel like this will lead me into oversharing.
Like, okay, me and oversharing are like this, and I don't care.
I love
bro.
Oversharing.
I don't care because I don't have nothing to hide. Yeah. I have nothing to hide, and then nobody has anything to bring against me, like, ever.
But I know in the past I've overthought things that happened, like, in a lot of friendships and, like, just certain, like, situations, and then I just start overthinking.
Yeah.
And then it sort of, like, regret, like, how it ruins, like, that friendship because I'm always just, like, thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just, like, they kind of just, like, back away because it's just, like, they don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
And that's, like, something I regret with my overthinking.
Overthinking and relationships are, like relationships in general. It's bad. It's bad when you let your intrusive thoughts, like, take the best of you. It's like, I am a person that acts upon reaction. I hate it, but unfortunately, that's the way I roll. So, like, if I get some information right now, you best believe I'm going to have an argument. This, the same, the minute you told me, you could tell me, like, hey, Amanda said this and this about you. I'm like, oh, really? But, Amanda, what is wrong with you, bro? Like, I think for me, it has worked that way. But then, while I'm having that argument with Amanda because Jasmine told me something that Amanda said about me, I'm just overthinking. Maybe I should have waited a little bit more. Maybe I should have done it this way. And then I just let the situation get the best of me. And I always end up, like, lower than the other person.
Yeah.
Like, I get lowered immediately because of, like, the pressure. Like, it's awful. But what can you do about it other than just, like, go? There's nothing else that I could possibly do and be like, yeah, you might be right, but... And then it's just, okay, I just lost. I just lost. I came up with so much power, so much energy, and then my overthinking took the best of me. So now I'm apologizing. Yeah. Which is a huge part about overthinkers. Overthinkers tend to always be apologizing a lot. I apologize like crazy. I apologize for the
way I breathe.
It's so many things. Like, even if someone did something wrong to me, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Because maybe I did something that cost you, and then you did that, and then I have to be sorry for that.
I always say sorry. Like, even when I'm getting out of an elevator, and there's the person standing there, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, why am I apologizing for, like, sorry for being anything. In the elevator?
Yeah.
And, like, I say sorry for every little thing.
Me too.
I think of the three of us, I'm probably the least like that, but I'm still bad.
You never say sorry.
Which goes to show... No, I do.
You say sorry, like... 2 days after.
No, I say sorry to you 2 days after because I also have nothing to apologize for with
that's
you.
That's true.
Or you. But, like, with my friends, I generally, like, and that's because, but you know what the thing is? The reason why it takes so long to apologize to my friends is because I'm overthinking.
Yeah.
But, like, for people, I still will very much be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But you kind of have to, like, break that because, like, especially, yeah. like, women tend to be like that also just more often than not. They tend to be more apologetic, like, about generally existing. Yeah. So... It's like I've been doing like conscious work to like try and stop that because what do I have to be sorry for taking up space? Like
exactly.
Like I'm just breathing. Yeah. I'm just standing here. Like when people like walk at you in like when you're walking and then they don't move.
They don't move. They wait and, like, for you to move over.
Exactly. Sometimes I'm just like I'm always moving over for people.
I stopped doing that. There's a lot of things I stopped doing, but, like, that also has to do, like, with you building your boundaries and the boundaries that work for you. Because there's some things that they don't, people, it doesn't bother them. Like, for Amanda, she said, I don't have to move over. This people, like, I don't care. I don't mind. If I have to move, I'll move. If they have to move, they'll move. And it's like, okay, fine. You don't care about it. But I do. And setting a boundary that I am never going to move over helps me. And it comes in with, like, the list of things that make me feel a better human being. Like, there's just stuff that I will not allow. Everyone that's on Sensacion, now that I'm vice president, knows I do not play around. When it comes to teaching the core that I'm doing, the energy, the work that I'm putting into something, you cannot just come to me and be like, oh, I thought it was there's certain things that I'm not going to accept. There's certain things that I'm not going to accept. But right after that, I'm always going to be like, maybe I should have.
Yeah,
it's just like, back on it.
I think that we have good balance because it's like, you're a lot, like, I think we're both strict, but we portray it in very, very different ways.
Yeah.
You're a lot more loud about it and everything. And I'm a little bit more subtle, but I think that we complement each other well enough to where, like, we still get things done without making everybody hate us.
Yeah. No, right. And if they hate me, well, too bad. Because there's, like, I'm the vice president, but outside of Sensacion, I'm just me. And I'm also just a student.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to understand. You have to understand, bro. Like, at the end of the day, ultimately, I'm your vice president. Yeah. Ultimately, like, this work that you're not doing that I have to do to keep this team afloat, that ultimately you're gonna have to report your things to me. Like, that's just how things work. Like, I report things to Amanda.
Yeah.
I cannot just be like, I'm gonna do this today. Like, it has to go through a whole e-board group chat and it has to be approved. Like, things do not just pop out of thin air. And I think that's how some people, like, see the dynamic. Oh, Carla just is whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Because that's the thing, too. It's like, I feel like I don't do a lot. So then, but you know what? Again, this is me overthinking. I feel like that I don't do a lot in, like, just in Sensacion. Because I'm like, oh, well, people don't see me. Like, I'm not in the front of things.
Yeah.
Like, it's Carla running practice, or it's Sebastian running practice, or it's Rosie running practice, and it's not me running practice, or it's, yeah. like, when we go
and, like,
to
nobody
things.
Thinks that, but the, yeah, like, the
but,
constant
thinking.
Yeah.
You brought
thinking.
That up, I think, was it last week?
Yeah. I did.
Like, last Wednesday, and yeah. I was sitting on the side because I was too tired, and you're like, I'm not leading practice, but, like, I'm here.
Yeah, because I was like, it's still, like, my, at the end of the day, it is my job, and there are things that, like, I'm the one that's, like, making sure that the scheduling is all good. I'm the one that's making sure our costumes are all good. I'm telling people what choreography to make. Mm-hmm. Like, all of that stuff, I'm like, I know, like, logically. Because that's the thing about overthinking. It's most of the time, it's like, yeah, it's overthinking. But it's not a lot of, like, logical thought. It's a lot of emotional thought.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here and I'm saying, like, oh, well, everyone feels certain, like, this, 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 and this. And I'm like, okay, well, look at objectively what I am doing, objectively what's happening. I don't think people feel like that. I'm just crazy.
That's usually how most overthinking kind of ends.
Yeah, it's just I'm crazy.
It's just like I'm crazy.
I feel like, yeah, I definitely know. I'm not crazy. I'm probably like a little bit insane.
You're a little crazy.
I know. Of course, I am a little bit insane. And I think that keeps me alive. That gives me
real.
The
so real.
Serotonin that I need to keep moving. Because if I wasn't insane and I would let people walk on top of me more than they already do,
yeah.
I feel like I would be mm-hmm. dead. I would have killed. No, I would have generally killed myself. Like, I don't think I could go any further if I am getting disrespected every single time.
And I used to be like that. I used to be the, like, the doormat, basically, mm-hmm. for people. Like, in high school, my best friend that I had in high school walked all over me, verbally abused me, whatever. Used me for money, used me for whatever. I'm being so serious. Keep in mind, had money, had a car, had everything.
Like the last
for,
year of high school?
Like my second to last. My two middle years, my sophomore, my junior year. We were best friends. And then the pandemic happened. So because I didn't see her every day, I was like, oh my God. Logically.
She's crazy.
She's crazy. I cannot do this. It's
no, nah, bro. Like,
that's. It's mm-hmm. bad. No, I know my, because I would always overthink, and a lot, my roommate, my junior year, that was so bad. It was just the way she would always, like, belittle me and, like, always, like, just, like, she
guilt
broke something,
you.
Guilt trip me, manipulate me,
bro.
Everything. And then I'm just like, oh, I can't say this because of this, or I can't do that. And then I'm like, oh, why is she mad at me? And just thinking and thinking and, like, just spiraling. And, like, did I say something? Did I do something? And then it's just like, no. She just has all these medical issues.
Yeah.
she is crazy.
BPD.
But, no, it's true, because also the thing is that once people realize that you're an overthinker, it is so easy to manipulate that.
No, when people, like, know that you're, like, easily persuaded, they take advantage of it so quick. Like, they don't waste a minute. They don't waste a minute. This is why in high school, I stopped sharing my homework. And I say it like that. I tell it to all of my guy friends, all of, like, my girlfriends, too. You guys would have hated me in high school. I was that girl that did not share her homework. I would still do it, you know? But, like, sometimes, like, I put in the work last night and you didn't.
And you
How is that
me.
Fair? How is that fair to me? Like, no, I wouldn't share my homework. I would not share any answers. I would be like this on the tests. But
that's the complete opposite
ultimately,
of me.
Ultimately, I graduated valedictorian. What did everyone else did? They failed. They didn't fail. But, like, they didn't make it. They weren't valedictorian. I was, because I put in the work that they didn't. Unfortunately, that's the life for you. Either you put in the work that it's needed for what you want, or you just stay midway. I'm so sorry. No, I'm at the bottom. Like, I'm failing my history class. I get C's on C's on C's on C's. But there's other people that are actually getting A's because they're actually putting in the work, other than the workload is crazy. But mm-hmm. that's just how it is. I'm not going to be the best at everything, and not everyone's going to be the best at everything either. But the fact that I am not just makes me go insane. Because
academic validation.
It's like, it's a, no, of course. I love academic validation.
No,
man validation, I don't care. I couldn't care but any
from
less.
From an academic institution.
But from an academic institution, yeah. Like, oh my God. I need it.
My professor, so after getting, like, low-key belittled by one of my, mm-hmm. like, by my writing professor, which I know I'm a good writer, like, point blank period. That's one thing I'm going to do is a girl going to write. I was about to curse. but my, quite literally the next day, my history professor hands me this paper. And it says on the bottom, I got an A minus because okay. I definitely didn't meet the word count. But he didn't care. But he said, clever paper, well written, pleasure to read. And he said the only reason why he gave me an A minus was because he was like, I could tell you lost steam at the end. And I was like, well, yeah, son. I wrote this at 2 a.m. the day before it was due. So sue me.
Since I started getting like A's like in high school, like I would literally only because my senior year to not have to take my finals, you had to get straight A's. So once I started getting all those A's, I couldn't go back. And then when I got to college, immediately it was just like, oh, I can't get lower than a B. I got a couple B's, yeah. But mostly because it's like math. College but then is so everything humbling. Else.
Mm? It's so humbling.
I got, was it summa cum laude? Or I forgot what I got, the highest
summa
thing.
Cum laude.
Right?
No, I thought it was magna.
Oh, magna. You got magna. Oh my, I think... what doesn't help overthinking is the fact
oh, no,
that
it
we
is
like.
Summa. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's summa.
Yeah.
Told you.
I'm alive.
Because it's cum laude, magna cum laude, and summa cum laude.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was magna because magna just sounds like it's like the biggest.
Sounds like magnificent.
Yeah, right? Like, but what the hell is summa?
Summa, it's like, because it's from, what is it? It's Latin. From the Greek.
Yeah, I was like, they're all Greek.
So it's from the Greek, and summa, and Greek is like similar to Spanish, so summa is like plus.
Oh.
So it's, yeah.
Makes sense.
She's okay, smarter. Anyways. I think what doesn't help, like, overthinking is, like, the constant, like, pre-game of the actual game. I don't know. Like, because, like, whenever I'm about to do something, I always think of, like, the best outcome.
Like, you're doing, like, the little flow chart yeah. of, like, and this then is when the event. Do I go? Yes or no? If I don't go, where
this
am I doing?
This is going to happen. And then when you're at the event, you're like, okay, went. I'm here now. And everything is like the opposite bullet point of what was supposed to be the outcome dependent on that first choice. Yeah. I'm like spiraling. I'm going crazy. I should have stayed home. I should have done this. I know this was... When something happens and you knew it was going to happen, yet you still went out and did it. Oh my God. Halloween night, I knew it was going to be trash. It was like, oh, let's go to this party, blah, blah, blah. It's at this place. I'm like...
Halloween was mid this year. Like
it was kind of mid.
Literally why I went home. And I was supposed to go
yeah.
to both parties.
I felt it. I had this great intuition, like, feeling that it was going to be trash. Still went out. The entrance fee was $5 trash. People were trash because there were no people. It was in Brooklyn. Like, it was not good. It was not good. It was, unfortunately, it was not good. We wanted it to be good. It wasn't. And we stayed there for, like, quite literally 20 minutes. But those $5 could have gotten me a slice of pizza downstairs plus a small cup.
Or a medium boba, depending on if you get the cheap one.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And I was so mad because I knew that was going to be the outcome. Yet, I still went out. So now I'm overthinking, why am I like this? Why do I not follow my gut? Why do I not, like, listen? And then it just leads me to oversharing every single time. That's how I cope. Whenever something happens,
oversharing though.
Whenever something happens, if something like remotely interesting happens to me,
I'm gonna tell everybody.
And I'm
I
just
tell
like
everybody everything.
Oh, you're using the lipstick.
Clinique lipstick. Aww. Go shop from
Carla. Go shop
Carla.
Clinique. Anyways,
I used the lotion today.
Ah, oh, you like it?
I
it's
love
good.
It.
It's good. But yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, oversharing. Oversharing. I always like it. Just makes me feel good when something like really interesting happens again. I'm just like. If it's like a conversation with someone and they're telling me something new, I'm like, oh no, I'm definitely going to keep this between you and me. Like, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having this conversation. First thing I do, like, you can, I'm like, no, I actually stick to it. I actually stick to my promise. I'm like, I'm not saying anything. And then it's just like, I bump into one of my friends. I'm like, you won't believe what happened to me. And even if I'm keeping it to myself and they're like, oh, so what was that? What was that all about? And I'm like, so basically this. Keep it to yourself.
Because if
don't
you tell
me,
he's
going to know.
He knows.
Like, that's how life works. I can't prove it. A scientific might be able to prove it. Me having a bachelor in science does not mean I'm going to prove it. But you can ask anyone else. Like, that's just how the mind, the body, the conscious the unconscious work. He's just going to know. And you know what's annoying? He's not going to tell anyone. Oh. But me?
If you tell me something, just so you know, my three best friends are going to be hearing about it in gross detail.
Yes.
And then my boyfriend will also be hearing about it. And then that's just it. That's how it is.
Your ear's going to start, like, itching.
I start telling all my friends. And literally, I was telling her, like, how I told you something yesterday. And she said that she told me.
And I actually didn't say, oh, yeah, Amanda already told me.
No, I already had that said.
Because no, I was like,
and you're just like,
so what, Jasmine? So what now?
And then I literally, before Jasmine started talking about it, she was like, Carla talked to me about it. And I was like, I already know. I told her.
But I didn't even say anything. I just said, because, like, again, I was drunk out of my head yesterday.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was gross. I should have not.
Little girl's night wine.
Girl's night wine. It's cutesy and it's pretty. Those brownies.
Those brownies look so good.
Yes.
Duncan Hines.
It's so good. Like, we should do them again. Like,
they're good.
Please
do them while I'm there. Oh, thank you.
They're good. Like,
to Thanksgiving.
Friendsgiving. Oh my god.
Buy from us.
I'm already doing cookies.
I know.
And I'm doing empanadas.
So oh my good. God. I'm so excited. I've been dying to get empanadas again. Like, I really, really want them. She's getting married. Hello.
You know what the funny thing is, though, about oversharing? It's that it's not just with my people that I'm close with. Because, like, if you tell me something, obviously it's going to them. But besides the point, anything about me, like the tiniest little thing, if somebody is willing to give me the time of day, I will tell a complete stranger my entire life
story. Me too.
I love it.
I did that the other day with I had to go to BJ's with one of my coworkers in the van. I really wish but we were just talking, and then when I'm driving I just like to talk.
Yeah.
And so same. I am literally telling her the tea about Halloween night and like going and oversharing everything, and then I just like started talking about something else, and I was like, was that TMI? I don't even know. Like,
at this point, I don't care.
I say TMI as a warning, but generally for me, nothing is TMI. When someone hits me with a, like one of my home friends, she texted me. She was like, okay, so TMI, I have something to tell you, though.
And nothing.
I was like, I'm so excited. Like, you can tell me the nastiest story of my entire life, and I will say please and thank you, because I love that.
I like TMI. People always like, oh, this is TMI. I'm like, no, it's not. Just say it. Do not give me some type of warning, because now, if it's TMI, if you're telling me TMI, I'm thinking you killed your mother.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But nothing.
Or details, because
always.
Personally.
Yes. I need to understand.
Because I know I give so many details and even repeat stories, because oh, same. I just share
I repeat all
so
my.
Much.
No, Amanda has a problem. Amanda, you need to stop.
I have dementia.
Like, you need to stop, bro. Like, she has the same energy. She's like,
oh my god.
And I'm like,
I
already know that, bro. You told me about that already.
Dementia.
It's
so
bad.
Early onset. Okay, actually, knock on wood, though, because that actually is a concern of mine, because it runs in my family. That's besides the point.
Oh. No,
but I definitely.
When you do that.
Just play games.
No, but then when you do say, like, oh, but you already told me, that's what makes me start to overthink.
Yeah.
Do I talk too much and I'm
which just... Which I know I talk too much.
Me
right
and talking too much, like, I know I do, but, like, that's one of my, like, biggest concerns. Like, I am genuinely, like, concerned about myself. Like, I'm so self-conscious about it. Nobody, like, the other day, I'm self-conscious about that and my English. Even though it's good or whatever, okay,
it's
but, like,
amazing.
I still lack sometimes.
It's better than my mother's.
But me talking, oh. But now I'm not so self-conscious, because being around the guys makes me realize I do not talk
you
that
don't,
much.
I talk too
the
much.
The guys talk a lot. When I they say do. They talk a lot, like, they can't shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They talk 24/7. They wake up at 7 a.m. talking. Talking, bro. Not even me and Amanda can stay on the phone for that long. They can stay on the phone for quite literally the whole 24 hours.
Yeah, okay, but we can't stay on the phone that long, because Carla will just hang up on me.
I will just hang up.
Like, quite literally, I will say, like, I will say the most minor thing, and Carla will be like, oh, and then just hang up on me. And I do not call her back, because I'm just like.
But it's like my little game, my little jokes. I did that with everybody, but like, if I'm feeling, if 0.2 seconds of silence started, I'm I'm out. I'm going to hang. And that's to you, to Ehab, to every single person in the world.
It just saves it from getting awkward. Because sometimes, yeah. I was on the phone with my mom earlier today. And there's literally just to say hi. Like, how are you? Like, this and that. She's telling me about, like, the job that she's going to get into. And then she's just like, oh, so, like, anything else? And I was just like, no. Like, I don't know. Like, I just kind of woke up to the shower.
I'm in the leagues, baby. If there's, like, I'm telling you, if there is, like, a millisecond of airtime, I will fill it up. I can talk. And that's why I love the best man in the entire world, because he will let me just talk. And because he don't talk. He won't say a damn thing.
Yeah, but that's because he doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk. And that's why he's perfect.
I feel like sometimes I feel like sometimes with certain people, I'm in a competition. And when I start, me and my mom, because that woman can talk. So the fact that I can, sometimes I like, you gotta stop, bro. Cause like right now, you're competing with me. Like me and my best friend, Kisbel, like we talk so much to the point where it's like a competition. It's like to the point that's actually annoying. Like we actually had an argument about this. She's just talking about a topic. She's just talking, and I'm talking, and now we're like talking. Like, and no, you didn't solve my problem. And me and this and that, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, gosh, shut up. Somebody stop. And that's when I have to stop, because the other person is never going to stop, because they think you're going to stop at some point. And I'm like, I'm not going to stop at some point. I hope you do. So I'm never going to stop talking.
That's literally me and Giselle. Gosh. I think I realized that that's what our problem is that Giselle and I can both talk a lot.
So then we get into arguments. I talk a lot, but then I feel like, oh, that person doesn't care because they're not saying anything. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I should just like stop. And then I just get quiet. But then there's no conversation. I'm just like, this is awkward. I'm like, let me feel the silence. And then I'm like, but what if that's bothering them?
Yeah. I don't even know. Like, sometimes it's really easy in relationships to feel like you're bothering. I feel like that all the time.
Overthinker 101.
Like, yeah. Like, sometimes I'm just like there. And it's like, I'm going to go home. And it's like, why are you going to go home? And I'm like, oh, okay. You want me to stay? I'll stay. And then like 15 minutes later, I'm like, I'm going to go home. Why would you go home?
Because you haven't told me that you want me to stay explicitly.
Every 5 minutes.
You're wearing the denim skirt?
I am wearing the denim skirt. I love the denim skirt so much. My tushy's out anyway. But I feel like also I overthink a lot about failure and like college and the fact that I live alone. Like everything is a sense of like overthinking. Who's this girl? Everything is a sense of overthinking. Nothing is free. Nothing is fulfilling. Like, there's things that actually fill my soul.
Yeah.
And it's like, why did you do that? Because anything that takes up space, like, naturally you're going to miss it. But, and that's when the oversharing comes. I did this, and then I did that, and now I feel like this. And then you go on a rant. Like, when I met Kerali, and I knew I wanted to be my peque, bro, I told her everything. I told her I got here this day, and then this happened, and then that happened, and then this happened, and then guess what? Yep, that happened too. And it's like, and bro, like, I bet she was probably scared, because it's so much information that's flowing to you right now that's probably, like, in the span of 2 years, and now you know it in the span of 15 minutes.
But for some people, that's how it, like, that's how you form those friendships. Because the first conversation I ever had with Carla, it started off as just, like, a 15-minute conversation, and I was like, do you want to ride home? And then, so I gave her a ride home. And then we parked a block away from her apartment, and we talked for an hour.
Yeah.
And we were just spilling everything. Keep in mind, this girl has been around us for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks only, and I explained to her a year and a half's worth of information and details. And it was so, like, details.
But it was so, like, refreshing. I felt so seen, so heard.
Best friendships that come out of those, like, just, like, that one big conversation, and then like you just get so close to them after that. It's like those are like I find the best before, because other friends, they don't last long when you just have like that little small talk.
And it's because like,
and then if you don't actually see them, you're not gonna talk to
them. And I'm not gonna go out of my way to text them either. And I feel like that's the thing that like about my friendship. I text Amanda, I'm just gonna text her. Like, I'm not gonna be like, I'm probably bothering her. I don't care. I'm just gonna call her, I'm gonna text her. Double texting, it's not a thing for me.
Oh, yeah, no.
Quadruple texting.
I'll send big paragraph.
I will call you guys 3 times in a row, even if you don't pick up. If you don't answer, I don't care. I'm like, yeah, I want you guys to answer.
That was me denying your call earlier because I was on the phone already.
Prison. But yeah, I definitely just thought you were asleep.
No, I just like deny. Hi, mommy.
But yeah, no, like, I feel like I, that's the thing, is being able to do that comfortably. And it's because the foundations of the best friendships are built on oversharing. Yep. The amount of times that I have told you guys things. What I told you yesterday at your...
Yeah.
I told Jasmine today in the car. I was like...
I loved it.
And I was like, this is great. I was like, because they're my best friends. And I can tell them whatever the hell I want without them being
that
like,
day,
oh my God.
At your townhouse.
yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
Wait,
that's
which day? There
were
so many days.
They were...
Me, you, and Danny.
Yeah,
yeah, and then we FaceTimed you?
No, I was there.
You were there?
No, you went home. There. We dropped you off.
And no, then when we...
You weren't?
You were,
I was there.
You
I saw it in
there.
Person. I saw all of you guys in person. And Amanda said, "Oh,
yes,
oh,
yes,
you
yes,
went
yes,
to go
yes.
get her or something.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I
you did
to
go
pick
to
you
get
up. Yes,
from
yes.
my house.
Yeah, because we dropped. No, we dropped. She dropped you off.
I dropped you off.
And then we came to the townhouse.
And then I.
And then I
went
think
to
she
go
went
pick
to go
up.
Back
yes,
because
true.
They were still there.
And you see, that's called being a good friend.
Yes, that's something actually because it was cold. Yeah.
And I was like, you want me to pick you up? Even though you were
so
close.
That was so sweet. No, and honestly, I was like debating if I should go. And when you said if you wanted me to pick you up, I was like, yes, I do. And that was like, I'm going to go.
Yeah, if you're a friend with a car and you actually love your friend.
You would
and
drive
you want
them.
Them to be there, you pick them up.
Yeah.
You pick them up.
That's what I'm saying.
Always
like,
got to offer.
All this hesitation.
Like, deep. Like, if you lived like.
No.
Like, imagine if like you lived in the Bronx. I ain't picking you up for nothing.
No.
Like,
no,
but if, you're,
no.
if you live like three blocks away or even like 10 minutes away, that's literally nothing. Like, Danny.
No, that's. Yeah, like
if I had
Danny,
to, I'll go pick her up.
I always pick up Danny on before classes on Tuesdays and Fridays. For Danny's party, I picked up Journey and Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. Like it's, I will, it's something that you would do for your friends.
Yeah, all the time, every day, anytime.
Yeah, like right now, like, you know, I think Dorian's also like that sometimes. He drives you places. Like, he drives me from work. I asked him if he could drive me to Ride It today, and he called me and never texted me, so I'm assuming that's no. Yeah. But he still wants to. Like, it's like, because sometimes they generally can't drive you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know they would.
Yeah.
If it wasn't because of the situation. But yeah, that's overthinking and oversharing for you guys. Yeah. You guys have any. Any additions?
I pressed the cough button.
It's okay. Which, I don't know if it's actually for coughing, but...
Oh, well,
does it make a cough sound?
Maybe it just muffles it.
I think it just muffles it.
Oh. Yeah, probably. But yeah, I am not ashamed of my oversharing.
I love it.
I overshare... No, that exists. So
I think
I'll tell.
Silly and goofy.
It's great.
The thing is, the problem is that sometimes I don't know how to read a room. When I overshare,
okay.
though,
oh, yeah.
I have developed the habit better, but I remember when I first, like, started becoming an oversharer after mm-hmm. I started, like, breaking out of my shell as, like, a kid, I would tell people, like, the saddest thing that to me, I was like, this happened so long ago that it's so silly.
Yeah.
But, and I would and be like, why are you sad? This is funny.
Yeah, no.
But you don't know me, so that's crazy.
There's, like, different types of oversharing.
Yeah.
Like, there's the oversharing that people do to just, like...
Like, trauma dumping.
Get... No, or also to, like, get pity from other people.
Oh, yeah, that's gross. Yeah.
Like,
I don't like that.
Some girls are like, oh, that guy's cute. And it's like, you want to know something? He definitely, like, texted me, like, a bunch. And then they go on a rant of so many things. And you're like, this is going to sound really bad, but I don't care.
No, like,
or I never asked. And it's like, we already know the motive behind your rant and your arguments. So I don't want to keep listening to it respectfully. So, but sometimes I know people that lack a lot of social cues.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of social cues.
I could name, like, 10.
A lot of social cues. I, myself, sometimes I do lack social cues when it comes to oversharing.
Yeah, same.
But people always end up laughing, so it makes me feel validated. But then I overthink about it. I'm like,
world.
I should have never said that. I should never said that. And then I stay in my room for, like, quite literally 3 days. And I was like, oh, why don't you come... Why didn't you come out with us? And I'm like, oh. I stayed a friend, parlay events. So now you're just regretting your life.
Parlay is crazy.
Parlay
is sick.
I should go home, bro. I can't be spending this much time around men or else I'm going to die. My whole vocabulary is gone. I don't even know how I still know the word vocabulary.
It's like dwindling away.
Anyways. Okay, guys, let's go into a little pause. I'm going to play Feather by Sabrina Carpenter. Have you guys... That song is so good.
I don't like pop music like that, but that song is so good.
This song is really good. It's really good. I played it for the guys, and they loved
it. It's so good.
It's so good. But anyways, this song is also on the Yellow playlist. Check it out. Songs I played last Tuesday are also there. Songs that we play on a rotation through WSU Radio are also there. Check it out. And I'll catch you guys after this, or maybe next Tuesday. Who knows? Thank you so much for tuning into The Amarelo Show. I love you guys a lot. Make sure you're following the Instagram. Make sure you stay tuned for any other updates. Come through the radio station. Be a part of our org. And also stay tuned for any next events from us, Sensacion. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Enjoy Veterans Day on Friday. And stay safe. Remember, tomorrow is Friday's schedule.
Yes. I'm so cool. Oh, wow. Look at you.
But yeah, this is Feather by Sabrina Carpenter. Pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance.